Milwaukee Area Technical College is facing heat once again for its decision to close its multicultural center this summer. This week, a coalition of 15 religious, cultural, and labor leaders sent a letter to MATC demanding that the college bring back the four staff members who lost their jobs. The staff specialized in working with students of color. WUWM education reporter Catherine Kokel has the story.
Students say that MATC's Multicultural Center was once a special place for them to get support and advice from staff who looked like them. It was a crucial space for hundreds of students, especially for first-generation college students trying to make their way in the world of higher ed. Now, the center's doors are closed, literally. Pastor Walter Lanier of Milwaukee's Progressive Baptist Church used to lead the Multicultural Center at MATC. He was there for 4 years, ending in 2019. Lanier signed on to the letter this week calling on the college to restore the four jobs and reopen its multicultural center.
It's profoundly tragic. I could not overstate this. And it's also very typical. And it's not a breach of conduct. That's a breach of culture. Because the culture is a closed culture. It's an insular culture. It is not a gathering, inclusive, collaborative culture.
He says that trust in MATC has been irrevocably broken.
That's how it is in communities of color. You build up trust, you build up relationship, you build up goodwill over time. And this is like taking it and, you know, breaking a glass on the floor.
The MATC staff who were terminated were advisors for African American, Latino, Asian, and Native American students. The college said in August that it made the decision to comply with a letter that it received from the Department of Education. The letter threatened that colleges and universities could face investigation and loss of federal funding if they employed any race-conscious practices in hiring or compensation.
I sort of felt like, oh, we're obeying in advance here.
That's Pam Fent. She's the president of the Milwaukee Area Labor Council and also signed on to the letter. She wonders if the Trump administration's pressure on colleges is even legal.
You know, we're going to probably find out by a lawsuit some number of months or years from now whether this was legal or not for them to apply the pressure this way.
At the time of the cuts, MATC said it would move the four employees into other areas in the college. Fent said that removing the advisors and closing the center amounted to an all lives matter approach. That is, providing no specific or culturally informed support to students. More than 60% of students at MATC are students of color, and the college's own website advertises it as one of the most diverse colleges in the Midwest. Now, the coalition of community groups plans to pack MATC's next board meeting on Tuesday to share their concerns. More than 100 students, staff, and alumni attended the board's meeting in August to share their disappointment and call for change. The board, including MATC President Dr. Anthony Cruz, did not respond to the speakers at that meeting. MATC did not respond to a request for comment by WUWM for this story. Catherine Kokel, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.